So nobody was in the WPA or any other programs in the family?
None of my immediate family, but people around me did. Clay was in the PWA, you see. They built the road up that mountain. A cold church they called us mountain was PWA labor, you see. And they had a bunch. I went out and saw a bunch working on it. But none of my family got on the PWA.
They were on.
You know, Clarence, but he's on that CC, yeah.
There was some type of, I think, was it ration coupons or something back then? The little coupons that you could use for food that they have?
I got some of those when we teach the school. They weren't no cash. You couldn't buy nothing with them.
Really?
Yeah. After a while, they got nothing to borrow money and paid off. I teach in school, and I think about Christmas to quit. It had a month or so until now. We might have some money or might not have some money. If we have money, we'll pay it off. We won't. I went back talking like that. They find the payoff for it.
What could you purchase with those ration type coupons? I mean, what?
You couldn't buy anything with it.
Couldn't buy anything at all.
Well, you couldn't pay your tax or nothing. You might go to the store and get someone to turn out. This would be good someday or another. He might send him his hand on credit. He'd hold those things for the next come due. He'd take the thing. One man went out in Gunnels and tried to pay his tax, but they wouldn't have it. Clarence Doggett, Jack was in the insurance business, and he'd take those things and you took out insurance and pay interest out of it. He'd give you a little bit of money, and then when they come due, he'd pay whatever left it. I didn't put mine in that. My wife, Clara, did that before we married. She had some. She put hers in there to get a little money. And I didn't. They come from one or two. I said, no, I wasn't going to do it. And the man, I said, well, take out that insurance. I said, he said, I got to have that insurance. I was mean as a book of men. He said, I'll just try to get you some money. I said, I don't need any money. I saved their money and I didn't have to have their money. It's just a robbery, that's all. Taking advantage of these poor people.
What did cows and stuff, what did they sell for back then?
Oh, you buy a good cow for $25, $30, something like that. I bought one for $25, was the best cow I've ever sold.
Chickens, things like that. Chickens, were they expensive?
Yeah. You could sell chickens in the store back in those days, and you can't sell them now. They didn't bring them home along, but you could sell them, and they peddled them in through the country. And he'd buy eggs, chickens, and old butter. Too old to eat, so to speak, so he'd buy that, you see. And don't do that.
I think I know that still has cattle.
You don't milk them.
No, they're bait.
These dairies have a bunch of cows, you know, but out in the country. Everybody had to have a chicken, had to have a cow, and had to have a hog, but you don't find that anymore. We kept, you've had two cows, two mules, I don't have any chickens, and some guineas. We kill a chicken once in a while. Once in a while we'd kill a calf if we had one to pet a milk. Mm-hmm. It was a hard time. You just had to work to get by.
What happened to these people that were losing their farms and stuff? I mean, where did they go?
Well, a lot of these rich people bought the land out and then rented to people. Mr. Kurt Sneed, don't tell how much land he owned during that time. And some of the finest farms on it. He was borrowing money at low. It was a pretty good thing for a rich man. During the last war, I thought the land would be cheap again. I'd buy some, it weren't cheap anymore. I gave 17,500 bids. They got over the taxes about 80-something thousand dollars.
That's really high,
man. Man, right now, they got 2 acres of house. He asked $139,000 for it. For 2 acres.
And he'll probably end up getting it or close at it.
And 13 niggas out there won $265,000 for them, but they didn't sell it. It come down some, I don't know how much. I actually bought a farm for $4,000. And today it bring $100,000. Where uterine is born. I bought that farm for $4,000, 106 acres. Bring $100,000 an acre in these.
Is this the same place that you lived at during the Depression?
Yeah.
Is it the same place you lived at during the Depression?
That's when it happened, Steve. Land came down like that and it stayed down a long time. It was about 1930 when I could have bought it for $4,000. I married in 32 and about time I married.
Did Aunt Clara work at that time when y'all were married? Did Aunt Clara work at that time when y'all were married?
Well, she didn't have a school for a year or two. And she taught her first school, and I think she got $5,000. $55 a month. First school she taught. And if she didn't have school when we married, she taught about 28 years old school.
How long did you teach?
34.
Long time. Do you enjoy to teach the younger children or high school students? Or?
I taught everything first grade through 12.
Did you have a preference?
Well, I had more fun teaching one teacher school. I taught one teacher school 8 years. And if I ever did any teaching, I did that one teacher school. Those kids learned. I graduated from Albertville in 1925, high school, and I quit teaching up there in 1962, teaching there, junior high, math and science in 8th, 9th grade. I taught down at Douglas in high school, and I taught that kind of math. I was coach of the basketball team.
Oh.
It was one of the best teams you ever heard of ever.
it starts with low and low, that's going to be short term.
Had a good life and oil, and it's been hard sometimes. I got mad with it.
Graduated Jacksonville State in 25, and you started teaching
that year.
That year. That's good.
And back then, finished high school, I'm going to say about the 10th of May. Then I went to Jacksonville that summer and taught that fall. You go to school 3 months and they give you a certificate. I just taught 5 months, I believe it was. And I got out and went to Jacksonville 6 months. Got a better certificate, see. I did all my college work in the summertime like that. Started in 25, I think I have a degree in about 42. Since normal school at 29, I had 2 year college too. That's how college. 6 weeks gets the fun sort of life. You used to drive to Jacksonville on Saturday. If you went to Jacksonville on every Saturday for 9 months, you get 3 months of credit for it and be a quarter.
So it took a long time to put your credits up then. One time you leave. Now back then you could be a teacher if you get your a certificate and teach while working on your degree at the same time.
Yeah. Teaching in those school on Saturday. They had a long time to be one from Jacksonville or some kind of Boaz on Saturday. You go up there and go the whole winter time and get 3 months credit. Teach one subject. And one man from the University of Alabama come up and talk one winter from the University of Alabama. He was blessing me. Good man. Live 10 miles, the weather's real cold. I just walked up there. Get down about sundown and walk back home. And had where going except ride a pony and you tie it out there in the cold weather for 2-3 hours and then freeze to death. I just walked up there. Stayed home, made a crop at St. Cloud with school one summer. She'd come home on weekends, she'd cook up what she could, and I'd give her that eight pork and beans.
A lot of people attending college during the time that you were? Mm-hmm. Was attendance in college high when you were attending it? Or was it?
It was cheap.
Cheap.
Go to Jacksonville for 3 months for $100. 2 issues, books, and everything. Board and everything else. Take that much by a book now. I kept up with it. Everything I spent, the first shoestring, I put it down. And sometimes it'd like a little bit of being 100. Sometimes it'd be a little bit over 100. That's what it cost me for 3 months course of Jacksonville back in those days. $100. Well, now you could spend more if you wanted to, but that's what I just spent what I had to.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever live on campus, or did you just...
Yep. Boarded down there. The first year I went and boarded. On Mountain Avenue, Henry Bellway. At the Boston Farm Street, Jackson, it was Mountain Avenue. But not that way down. With a man named Cybert, first year down there on Mountain Avenue. The Dr. Livingston, he's the preacher over there, Dr. O'Neill's church. Episcopalian or something like the name of it. He had a parish house called where he lived in it. He told four or five of us boys if we'd wash the dishes, he'd do the cooking and kept us for $12 a month.
Mr. Claiborne, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to have this interview with you. I have thoroughly enjoyed it and appreciate you allowing me to take the time to do it.